FNX News Time, it's 4 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. An American contractor has been killed in Iraq. The State Department hasn't released much information except to say it happened last night outside Kirkuk. A claim's also been posted on the Internet that an American security consultant kidnapped in Iraq has been murdered. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says they have not confirmed that.
Anytime there is an American that is taken hostage, it is a priority for the administration, and their safe return is a priority for the administration.
Also in Iraq, a U.S. Marine and American soldier have been killed in separate roadside bombings, while a suicide attack on a bus has left 30 civilians dead and 25 wounded. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan thinks Osama bin Laden is alive.
It's important for the American people, and it's important for the international community, and it's important for Afghanistan in terms of bringing that man to justice. And our forces will not rest until he is either found and captured or killed.
But Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry also cautions al-Qaeda is not about Osama bin Laden, but is a movement. An Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza has killed three members of the militant Palestinian group, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades. Israeli security says all had been involved in attacks on Israelis. A compromise has been worked out by House and Senate negotiators to renew parts of the Patriot Act due to expire this year. But even some Republicans think the bill still tramples on liberties. Former Congressman Bob Barr.
It allows the government to gather very sensitive, private, personal information on American citizens without having any suspicion whatsoever that they have done anything wrong.
And Barr says the Patriot Act has also been used to prosecute what he calls run-of-the-mill criminal cases, something he says Congress never intended. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
KFNX News Time 4:02. A normal afternoon turns tragic. From the KFNX newsroom, here's the latest big story news. I'm Joanne Terry. A horrific accident has claimed the life of a four-year-old boy. Detectives say it happened yesterday afternoon in a central Phoenix neighborhood. The child was reportedly playing on a brick fence in a church parking lot near 7th Avenue and Grant when the 200-pound brick pillar toppled over and crushed him. He suffered major head trauma and was pronounced dead at St. Joseph's Hospital. Detectives are investigating. The alleged accomplice in an attempted video store robbery Tuesday night in the West Valley has turned herself into Phoenix police. 24-year-old Donyetta Braxton has been booked on one count of armed robbery and one count of probation violation. The other suspect, 16-year-old Brittany Johns, was shot by a customer at the Hollywood video store after investigators say she pulled out a handgun and demanded money. She was arrested empty-handed a short distance from the store. Johns is recovering and is charged with one count of armed robbery and four counts of aggravated assault. Well, Governor Napolitano says she welcomes the addition of more than 600 new Border Patrol agents here in Arizona. They're to be assigned by the Department of Homeland Security by year's end. She says although more needs to be done to stop illegal immigration, she does not support the building of a wall along the Arizona-Mexico border.
I think you can do a lot more with manpower and technology and employer sanctions that will have a lot more effect. Won't be as expensive and won't take as long.
The governor also favors a guest worker plan supported by several members of Arizona's congressional delegation. Let's check those roadways.
This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Your eastbound US 60, we've got heavy traffic from I-10 to Rural Road with additional slowing from Stapley to Val Vista. And eastbound I-10, slow traffic from I-17 to the US 60. We've got an accident reported southbound I-17 at Glendale Avenue. And your westbound I-10, traffic is crawling from 16th Street to 43rd Avenue. Westbound Loop 202, heavy traffic from 32nd Street to the I-10. And eastbound Loop 202, slow traffic from Priest to Loop 101. Southbound Loop 101, heavy traffic from Indian Bend to Broadway for an accident. And an injury accident, 99th Avenue in Thunderbird. This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Got an outdoorsman in your holiday shopping list? They'll love Napa's 54-piece outdoor tool set for only $59.99 at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Napa, get the good stuff. For the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Jay Stone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Some high clouds will try to keep us a little bit warmer at night, mid-40s midtown, and mid to upper 30s in our colder spots. And we should warm daytime temperatures as well, 70 degrees by tomorrow and the weekend. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's partly sunny and 66 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Joanne Terry. You're up to date.
This is Arizona's News Talk leader, KFNX 1100 Phoenix.
Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Mac Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Mac Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Mac Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Mac.
I've got the power!
Good afternoon, Phoenix, and welcome to the Power Hour. What's the temperature out there, Pistol?
66 degrees.
A balmy 14 degrees under the Newton line. What the heck is going on? Welcome, gang. I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. Glad to have you aboard. Jesse, did you see that screen they had on the Weather Channel a few minutes ago with the snow stretching from there to somewhere else? It was unbelievable.
Almost the whole country.
Unbelievable. Hey, my musical guest host today, Pistol, let him hear a little bit of that. Mr. Jonathan Butler, a personal friend. I mean, you kind of wonder, what exactly is he? Is he a soulful R&B singer? He plays a cool jazz guitar. Is he a jazz guitarist? I mean, you can't define him. Cannot define him. Born in South Africa, Cape Town. Signed by a company out of England called Jive Records. When he was a teenager, he was the first black artist in apartheid South Africa to have a number one record on the white radio station.
Wow.
Jonathan Butler.
That's awesome.
In one of his first CDs that go back and chronicle his development in South Africa, entitled Heal Our Land. A fabulous, fabulous performer, someone very spiritual, a really nice guy. Jonathan Butler, my musical guest host here on the Power Hour today. Our lineup, we are going to talk and finish up more about self-esteem in action. Continuing down the road of accepting responsibility and taking charge of our lives. Talking more about how to double your income. If they'll jump on board between now and the first, we'll tell you how to do it. We're also going to want to give a shout out, our usual, John Cannon, to Nick and Roger up in snowy, cold Denver, Colorado. Oh, my goodness. They wanted me to come up and do electrolysis. Call me in July. Unbelievable.
Tape it.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, to Jeff, Tim, and Barry in Chicago. I think it's pretty snowy and cold up there, too. And to Vedith and delightful Sarah. You don't know. Anyway. Peter, good to see you, buddy. How you feel?
100%.
That's what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, it's not at 100 degrees, but 100%. Great show on tap today. You know, actually, I kid around about not liking the cold weather, but I do like the change a little bit in season. Get a chance to wear different clothes.
Right.
Get a chance to just sort of venture out a little bit. And, you know, and sometimes I even like firing up the fireplace out in the patio and, you know, enjoying the cooler evenings. For about a week now, I'm ready for that.
A few days.
Now I'm ready for some hot weather again. Last week, we touched a nerve again, talking about doubling the income, talking about setting goals, and want to go further down that path again today. But we want to finish up finally. Well, I don't know if we're really going to finish up, but because we're going to consistently talk about the importance of self-esteem, how much we like ourselves, the impact it has on our lives. And the thing, and how we suffer when we don't have it. One of the things that I think suffers is the amount of self-trust that we have. I think we trust ourselves less. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about people you don't trust? How much time do you want to spend with them? What's your attitude towards them? Well, probably not good. Well, you know what? That's probably pretty much the same attitude that you have towards yourself if you don't trust you. And people with low levels of self-esteem, people who don't like themselves very much, also don't trust themselves very much. About 1999, I wrote this essay, and it goes right in line with what we're going to talk about today. Accepting responsibility and taking charge, aggressively taking charge of your life. And seeing yourself as a road constantly under construction, removing the stress of what tomorrow is really going to bring. Once while I was being interviewed by a radio station, the interviewer asked me, says, Mac, in light of all the adversity that you've faced in your life, from where you were born and how you were born to Vietnam, and what, if anything, are you afraid of? Without the slightest bit of hesitation, I responded, my only fear in life is that I won't continue to like myself enough to keep doing the things to allow me to be successful, happy, and fulfilled. In fact, sometimes this fear has been overwhelming because I come from a very dark place where not only did I not like myself very much, I actually hated myself. I actually hated all the elements of everything that represented me. And because of this self-hatred, I did things to myself that assured me of being underachieved and unhappy. I do not ever want to go back to this place. One of my longtime clients, upon hearing me make this statement on the radio to thousands of people listening, was shocked. And she said that certainly you, Mac, of all the people I know, you have no problems with self-esteem or self-liking. It can't be possible. No, not me. Yes, me. Sometimes it seems that the people who appear the most successful need to be reassured more, most of all, need to work on their self-esteem. We've talked about that to a point. Seems to me that high self-esteem, or how much we like ourselves, is the very core of the human personality. Can't be fooled. The self-ideal can be fooled. Self-image does not have to be consistent with the way other people see you, but the self-esteem, how much you like yourself, is the very core, the backbone of the human personality. High self-esteem is a basic need. To have high self-esteem is to feel confidently appropriate to life. I mean, to have low self-esteem is to feel inappropriate to life. Wrong. Not wrong about this issue or that issue, but wrong as a person, as a being. To have average self-esteem is to fluctuate between appropriate, inappropriate, right and wrong as a person, and then to demonstrate these inconsistencies in your behavior, sometimes acting wisely and sometimes acting foolishly, and thereby reinforcing the uncertainty about who you are and whether or not you can trust yourself. My good friend Brian Tracy said there are two rules of self-esteem and self-liking, and two rules only. Rule number one is that you can never like or love anyone else more than you like or love yourself. In other words, you can't give away something you don't have. And rule number two is that you can't expect anyone else to like or love you more than you like, love, and respect yourself. Your own level of self-liking is like a control valve on the quality of all of your human relationships. It is the problem and the solution in every human situation of your life. Everything you do to build and reinforce your level of self-liking increases the amount of happiness, fulfillment, and success you enjoy in all areas of your life, and especially your interactions with other people. We're going to talk more about that after the break. you just tuned in, you're listening to Mac Newton with the Power Hour. We appear every Thursday at this time on KFNX, beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona, 1100 News Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Don't you guys go away. Stay right where you are. Pistol, take it away. Good, but down below you'll stay. It's understood. No, he says it's wrong to judge the state of man by where the fate has made him fail or tan.
This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Your eastbound US 60, we've got heavy traffic from I-10 to Rural Road with additional slowing from Stapley to Val Vista. And eastbound I-10, slow traffic from I-17 to the US 60. We've got an accident reported southbound I-17 at Glendale Avenue. And your westbound I-10, traffic is crawling from 16th Street to 43rd Avenue. Westbound Loop 202, heavy traffic from 32nd Street to the I-10. And eastbound Loop 202, slow traffic from Priest to Loop 101. Southbound Loop 101, heavy traffic from Indian Bend to Broadway for an accident. And an injury accident, 99th Avenue in Thunderbird. This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Got an outdoorsman in your holiday shopping list? They'll love Napa's 54-piece outdoor tool set for only $59.99 at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Napa, get the good stuff. For the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Jay Stone.
The Power Hour is sponsored by Newton Fitness, Newton Taekwondo, New Fit Sports and Casual Attire.
Newton Fitness? For me? Come on.
Newton Fitness is for everyone. Well, maybe. Attitude is the determining factor. So, yes, it's for you if you have the right attitude.
What is the right attitude?
It means wanting more than just being okay. It means wanting to be the very best you can be. The very best you.
I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not even in very good shape. Can I still do it?
From the professional athlete looking to move to a higher level to the business professional looking to get back into shape, to the person totally unfit and unhealthy, Newton Fitness has a program for you. At Newton Fitness, we're in the health and performance business, not the weight loss business. For more information, call Nikki at 602-957-6492. That's 602-957-6492.
The Power Hour is sponsored by A Path to Power, A Master's Guide to Conquering Crisis, a book for the new millennium by Mac Newton with Michelle St. George.
This book will push you to explore a provocative and vital path that will stretch your mind and challenge you to unleash the extraordinary person inside you. If you're serious about life, you owe it to yourself to read this book. Here's what others are saying. Pat Murphy, head coach ASU baseball team, says this work is a must for anyone interested in getting busy living. Former two-sports superstar Bo Jackson says to reap all the benefits that life has to offer, you must read this book. And Tony La Russa, manager of the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team, says Mac Newton is one of the most remarkable men anyone has ever met. You'll understand and appreciate why as you read this book.
To reserve your copy of A Path to Power, call 602-957-6492. That's 602-957-6492.
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX 1100 Phoenix.
Welcome back, gang. Listening to my musical guest host, the very likable, the very talented Jonathan Butler from his CD, Heal Our Land. Born and raised in Cape Town, South Africa. A man connected spiritually to the earth, to the music of his homeland, to share it with us. Who has a soul that radiates a spirit that the words, if you listen to his songs, describe very eloquently. Just a blessing. Truly another blessing. Jonathan Butler, Heal Our Land, our musical guest host today on the Power Hour with Mac Newton. We'll get more Jonathan as the show goes on. Certainly one of the things I'm grateful for in life, music. Before the break, we were talking about developing self-trust. And that essay that I was sharing with you is entitled exactly that, Developing Self-Trust. And it is on the website, macnewton.com, under the heading of Mac Newton On. You can print these out. They're there for you to use, to share with your friends, to share with your children, if you have a teacher. You know, I get letters from martial arts instructors. And they say, Mr. Newton, I have to tell you that I listen to your show and I go to your website and I share so many of the things that you teach with my class. And I always write them back and I'll say, that is the reason that I put them there. Because I don't think that this knowledge belongs to anyone. It belongs to the universe. And our job is to share it and keep sharing it. And the more you pass along, more will be shared with you in return. Just a personal belief. But as I said before the break to you, Jesse, that my good friend Brian Tracy shared with me these two rules for self-esteem. That you can't give away something you don't have. You can't accept the love from your children to any greater degree than you have it for yourself. And you certainly can't give it to your students to any greater degree. So it becomes important for us to develop high levels of self-esteem. How do you do that? You simply have to learn to say, and then get the courage to say these three words. I like myself. People are thinking right now, driving in their cars. You mean it takes courage to say the words? Sure it does. You don't believe me? Go ahead and say it. Say it again. Say it twice. Some people can't just say it. They have to say it through almost clenched teeth, like, I like myself, I like myself. Because, you see, as soon as they try to bring it up, they're automatically connected to so many negative things from their past. Things that they've done or they've said, or things that have nothing to do with them, that make them feel that they're simply inappropriate to life, wrong as a person. That's something that maybe only mommy and daddy knows about. And they don't like themselves, and they spend the rest of their lives compensating for this rather than fulfilling their potential as a human being. Three words. You say it over and over and over until you actually begin to believe it, and it will change your life. It will change your life immediately. Start saying it. Teach to your children. You have to give children permission to say it. I like myself. You get home from work, gather all the kids around, sit down and say, gang, we're going to play a game called I Like Myself. I want you all to repeat it. I like myself. I like myself. And every time you share it with them, you're saying it. And you're going to change in front of their eyes. It's changed me from someone I couldn't trust into someone I look up to. I look up to myself now. It changed me into someone I admire. It's changed me into someone I respect. And most of all, it's changed me into someone I trust. I can look into the eyes of a woman who has lost the will to live, who feels that she's maybe 200 pounds overweight, and that she's, I don't know what may be bringing her or him down, but they can come to me, and I will look in her eyes and I say, you know what, I trust myself with you. You have to have high levels of self-esteem because I'm giving away something I have now. And until you develop it, you can't give it away. Give yourself the best Christmas present, the greatest love of all, as George Benson sang in 1977, the greatest love of all is the love you give to yourself. And by the way, George Benson told me he gave Jonathan Butler his first left-handed guitar.
Really?
Yes, because he's a left-handed guitarist. In fact, last time I saw him perform here in Phoenix, he was playing a right-handed guitar, flipped over and restrung. George gave him his first left-handed electric guitar. It's amazing. The information behind the music, to me, is just as interesting as sometimes the music itself. We want to finish up one of our earlier topics. So, staying on the face, the action, the behavior of self-esteem. And three things I jotted down for you guys over the last couple of weeks. Three character traits, or four characteristics of things that you can expect to see in yourself. One is flexibility. Flexibility is that characteristic that you're able to respond to change without inappropriate attachments that hold you to the past. Some people can't change because they're so rigidly bound to past failures and mistakes. And you know, there are no shortage of people who are going to remind you of what you have failed in. You're going to try that again? Remember the last time you attempted that? Why do you persist in trying to succeed in areas that no one else in your family has been able to do? Why don't you just be happy the way you are? Don't we hear this all the time? A clinging to the past in the face of new and changing circumstances is in itself a product of insecurity, a lack of self-trust. Rigidity is what animals do sometimes when they're frightened. I mean, if you come around a curve at night in your car and there's a deer and the light and headlights, that deer just freezes, unable to move forward or backwards. What we need now is flexibility. We need the ability to respond. We need to move. You see it sometimes with people in cars. They'll drive into an intersection and something will happen. They'll get caught with the light and they'll be afraid to move. They freeze. And it's also what companies do. Sometimes it's manifested when faced with superior competition. They don't ask, what can we learn from our competitors? They cling blindly to what they've always done. They cling to the past. I mean, in just blind defiance of all kinds of evidence that it is no longer working. This has been the response of too many business leaders and too many workers to the challenge of the Japanese ever since the early 1970s. Rigidity is often the response of a mind that does not trust itself, and especially doesn't trust itself to cope with new or master the unfamiliar. We need high levels of self-esteem to do that. Businesses, we need it. So that you can say, I don't compete, I create. That's what the Japanese did. They took the 80-20 principle, something we created, and took it to a new levels of excellence in automobile design and construction that it may take the next 100 years for us to equal. I don't know. Self-esteem, though, high levels, is the key. I think that it has simply become complacent. We become complacent or sloppy with low levels of self-esteem. Flexibility, though, in contrast, is the natural consequence of high levels of self-esteem. A mind that trusts itself is light on its feet. It's light on its feet. Feet. It is not encumbered. It's not weighted down by these irrelevant attachments. It's able to respond quickly because it's open to new ideas. It's open to seeing. It's not blind to the obvious. People with high levels of self-esteem are able to manage change. Self-esteem does not find change frightening. For reasons that I earlier stated, self-esteem flows with reality. Self-doubt fights it. Fear doubts it. Self-esteem speeds up your reaction time. High levels of self-esteem speeds up your reaction time. Self-doubt retards it. And for this reason alone, in a global economy as fast-moving as ours, the business community will need to examine how principles of self-esteem can be incorporated into training programs as well as in the organization's culture itself. I'll talk more about that. But first, more of Jonathan Butler. Guys and gals, you're listening to the Mac Newton Power Hour. We do it every Thursday with Jesse here sitting in and Brian. Peter's on the other side of the glass. How much time we got left, Peter? 10 seconds. I'm getting the heck out of here. Don't you guys go anywhere. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. KFNX, Mac Newton Power Hour. Stay right where you are. You can fly,
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. The fate of California death row inmate Tookie Williams is now in the hands of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. CNN's Chris Lawrence reports Schwarzenegger heard arguments today for and against clemency.
Williams is scheduled to be executed just after midnight on Tuesday, which means the latest the decision could come would be late Monday night. But word we're hearing from the governor's office is don't expect any kind of Hollywood ending, meaning he will come to this decision much sooner than the deadline.
Williams founded the infamous Crips gang in L.A. and was sentenced to die for the murders of four people in 1979. Since then, he has written books for young people warning against the gang lifestyle. A state appeals court in New York has reversed a lower court ruling that would have allowed same-sex couples to marry in New York City. The court ruled it's not up to judges to redefine the terms husband and wife. This is CNN Radio.
KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
KFNX News Time 431. Some tense moments on East Valley roads. From the KFNX newsroom, here's the latest big story news. I'm Joanne Terry. A 27-year-old Chandler man is now behind bars following a police pursuit last night that ended on the Loop 101 frontage road near Princess Drive in Scottsdale. Investigators say the incident began when an officer stopped a Lincoln Town car at McQueen and Warner. When the officer got out of his car, the Lincoln drove right at him and he was barely able to jump out of the way. A police helicopter followed the car through Gilbert, Mesa, and Scottsdale, where DPS and Scottsdale police were finally able to stop it and take the driver into custody. Now Lazaro Mata faces a variety of charges, including aggravated assault on a police officer, and a DUI investigation is also being conducted. The state Supreme Court has ruled that convicted murderer James Hamm cannot practice law in Arizona. Hamm says that he's disappointed the court's decided that he failed to prove he was of good moral character.
This is just a cursory review of the decision, but it seems as though the 30 years that I have spent sincerely trying to accept responsibility and to atone for my crime, that those efforts were not given a great deal of attention or importance or credence.
Hamm says after reviewing the ruling, he might appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hamm graduated from the ASU Law School after serving 17 years in prison for killing a man during a 1974 drug robbery in Tucson. Let's once again see what's happening on those roadways.
This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Your eastbound US 60, we've got heavy traffic from I-10 to Rural Road with additional slowing from Stapley to Val Vista. And eastbound I-10, slow traffic from I-17 to the US 60. We've got an accident reported southbound I-17 at Glendale Avenue. And your westbound I-10, traffic is crawling from 16th Street to 43rd Avenue. Westbound Loop 202, heavy traffic from 32nd Street to the I-10. And eastbound Loop 202, slow traffic from Priest to Loop 101. Southbound Loop 101, heavy traffic from Indian Bend to Broadway for an accident. And an injury accident, 99th Avenue in Thunderbird. This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Got an outdoorsman in your holiday shopping list? They'll love Napa's 54-piece outdoor tool set for only $59.99 at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Napa, get the good stuff. For the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Jay Stone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Some high clouds will try to keep us a little bit warmer at night, mid-40s midtown, and mid to upper 30s in our colder spots. And we should warm daytime temperatures as well, 70 degrees by tomorrow and the weekend. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's partly sunny and 66 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Joanne Terry. You're up to date.
Shopping for just the right holiday gift? The Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts has everything from classical to jazz and world music to dance and theater. Tickets make great gifts. Choose a particular show such as John Cleese, Bea Arthur, Andre Michel Shoup, or Dave Brubeck and the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, or the longer-running smash comedy hits Menopause the Musical and Late Night Catechism. Is it hard for you to pick the perfect show? You can purchase a gift certificate that is good for performances or unique gifts from the store at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. There is an art to giving the perfect gift, and there is not a more perfect gift to give than the gift of art. Let the arts inspire, motivate, and entertain you at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. For information on tickets or gift certificates, call 480-994-ARTS. That's 480-994-ARTS.
Arts.
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX 1100 Phoenix.
All the sisters in the house go, hey.
Hey.
Oh, please. All the brothers in the house go, hey.
Ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, welcome back, Gabe. We got to give a little bit more of Jonathan Butler. Heal our land. Hey, Santa Claus in the house. Which reminds me, gang, we're going to have Christmas music on next week's show. A couple of things I want to throw at you while we're listening to Jonathan sing in the background. Last week's show is not on the website archive. It will be tomorrow along with this week's show. We had a little glitch, but we've corrected that. It will be on there. On our website, our store will be open Monday. For those of you who've been wanting to buy books and tapes and things online, 43 days or Path to Power will be on sale, and all the books and all the New Fit gear manufactured by Brian's company, all online. Want to know what Brian does? Look on the line. You'll see. Go to the store. Go shopping. Do all your Christmas shopping online. Major announcement coming up in a couple of weeks. Oh, I love listening to Jonathan Butler. I've got about five or six of this CD. Fabulous music. You want the romantic music? He does it. Want a little something to dance to? Not you, not you, not you, not you, Jess.
Don't go there.
No, no. Oh, yeah. I have to. I have to. He does that, too. Oh, I'm Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour. If this is your first time, no, it's not a mistake. We always do it this way. Okay. We, right before the break, we were talking about it, self-esteem in action. I do a lot of talks for companies, and I always incorporate the importance of self-esteem in developing, high levels of performance. It's a big part of it. Businesses need the corporate to focus on that. I mean, because we're talking about a global economy now. It's not just a regional or a national economy. It's fast-moving. We need to examine how the principles of self-esteem can be incorporated into training programs for their salespeople, because we're going to raise their levels of performance higher than you can possibly imagine. And in fact, whenever I do business seminars, and I do a lot of them, Fortune 500 companies, from Seattle to Florida, from Philadelphia to San Diego, and every stop in between, that always is the most powerful segment of our seminars for businesses. Schools, as you mentioned, Brian, need to think about these same principles to prepare students for the real world they're going to be entering into and how they're going to have to compete. The ability to manage change is to me correlated with good reality orientation. I'll say that. In other words, you deal with the world as it is, not how you wish it were. I'm going to jump back into last week just for a minute. Throw out a real quick test. See how fast you guys can think on your feet. Brian, last week I said to you, I can help you double your income.
Yes, sir.
I got several emails of people who want to do this, just that. If you want to set a New Year's resolution, doubling your income is not a bad one to start with.
Not at all.
It's one of mine for sure.
Let's think for a minute. Put on our thinking caps. Let's imagine that we are unencumbered with any limitation in terms of income, education, resources, contacts, energy. Let's say whatever we can imagine, we can have. I want you to make a list, And if you can't do it now, just write down what I want you to make the list of. I want you to make a list of 10 things that you would do, unencumbered by a lack of finances. You got all the money you need to get it done. Education, not a problem. Experience, you're not encumbered by a lack of experience. Contacts, you have all you need. The resources, at your fingertips. What would you do? What do you want? What are your wildest dreams? I'm talking about let's go on a magic carpet ride. Let's go shopping in the Dream Factory. Let's write down your 10 biggest dreams. What do you want most of all? A bigger house? Do you want to start a family? Do you want a child? Do you want to start a business? Do you want your business listed on the NASDAQ stock exchange? What do you want? Your business is doing great. You want a new jet? What do you want? We're talking about your dreams here. Write them down, 10 of them. I want your top 10 dreams of which you cannot. List anything that's wrong. You're unencumbered by any limitation. Now, once you've listed all 10, I want you to identify each one with an A, B, or C. A being, this activity would have a major change in your life right now. If you look at those 10 items, or 20, put an A beside each one that would really change your life. Immediately, if you had it. Put a B beside the ones that would be nice to get, be fabulous, but it would have more of an effect on someone else rather than you. And the C changes, as you look at them now, in the light of day, there are more activities than anything else. We'll just skip over them. Now, I want you to take all the ones that has an A beside them, put them on a separate sheet. Write all the A, make an A list. And then I want you to break those down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want you to prioritize those A's. And now take the number 1A away. Put it on a separate sheet of paper. That's the number one thing you want right now. Of all the things you could possibly have, we've identified one. Now I want you to write down 20 ways, 20 things that you can do make that happen. I want you to write down 20 things. What can you do? Who you need to know? We need to do. C. Do you need more education? What do you need to make that happen right now? Write down 20 things. And once we've got those 20 things written down, I want you to put an A, a B, or a C beside each one. A being the things that are going to make that happen right now. Put A's beside all of those that are going to have an immediate impact. Put a B beside the things that will have an impact down the road or more on someone else other than yourself. And the C's, well, once we see them in the light of day, they're Jack's activities. We'll brush them aside. We'll get back to them later on. Take all the A's and put them on another list. And I want you to number them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right down on through. And now look at the list. We have the number one thing that you want to do and all the things you need to do to bring it about listed in order of importance. You want to double your income, I'm telling you how to do it. But not just do it, but do it in the area of which you want most. Number three. Self-esteem in action. Brian, that makes sense to you?
Yes, sir. Easy.
Number three, a willingness to admit and correct mistakes. People of low self-esteem never admit mistakes. It's like those words.
Why is that?
Those words, I was wrong. It was my fault. It was my fault. Why is that? It's because they have low self-esteem, Brian. It's because they don't like themselves enough. They're looking for people to support them. They're looking for people who are going to buy into their game, who are going to believe the act, believe the hype. Believe what I say, not what I do. Greg Grumman had the answer for that. What you're doing is screaming so loudly at me, I can't hear a word you're saying. A basic characteristic of a healthy self-esteem is a strong, I said it earlier, reality orientation. Facts are a higher priority than beliefs. Truth is a higher value than needing to be right. People with low self-esteem need to be right. People with a high self-esteem don't care who's right. They want to know what works. That's why you can tell someone with low self-esteem, they always say, it wasn't my fault. People with high self-esteem, they don't care whose fault it was. They want to know, what are we going to do about it? They just want the facts. That's all they want. We don't care. If it's important to apportion blame, we'll get around to that later on. Right now, what are we going to do about it? You can always tell if you're dealing with that way. Consciousness is perceived as more desirable than self-protecting unconsciousness. If self-trust is tied to respect for reality, then correcting an error is far more valued above pretending not to have made one in the first place. Healthy self-esteem is not ashamed to say, when the occasion warrants it, I was wrong. I was wrong. It was my mistake. That was my mistake. Denial and defensiveness are characteristics of insecurity, guilt, feelings of inadequacy, deep-rooted, I would say, and shame, a word that does not exist in the vocabulary of a person of high self-esteem. It is low self-esteem, people who don't like themselves very much, that experiences a simple admission of error as a humiliation. That's why people, when I say things to them, say, you humiliated me. What you did was you made a statement of fact about you. You made a statement that says, I don't like myself very much, and I hate you for bringing anything that I can't do to my level of awareness. How dare you? How dare you? I hear people say that about me in what I do. You humiliate people. It is people of low self-esteem and people who don't like themselves very much that experience a simple admission of an error as humiliation or self-damnation. I don't get it. But yet and still I do get it. And I recognize it whenever I see it. Don't be fooled. That wasn't about me. Anyway. Those are three things: flexibility, the ability to manage change, and the willingness to admit and correct mistakes that will take you faster forward, or forward faster than anything else. It will make you stand out in your business, in your field, more than anything else. And how do we do it? We're talking three words. If you have the courage to say over and over, to where it overrides, supersedes, predates, however you want to put it, all previous mental programming, I like myself. 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 No, I really like myself a lot. I like myself. I like myself. Till it becomes my predominant thought process. And as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, I become what I think about all day long. I want everything I do, say, every behavior, every action, every thought to be governed by one primal belief, one basic underlying foundation that I like myself. Would that change your life? Change mine. I like myself. I'm talking about taking charge of your life. I'm talking about accepting responsibility and taking charge. And accepting responsibility is saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. But you know what? The person of low self-esteem can't say that. So this is a fundamental precondition for change. You want to change? You gotta change or die. You must You have to change or you're going to die. And some people are more willing to do that. Die, that means, rather than change. One of the most difficult things. So if you want to change, let's start by liking yourself. And you can't like yourself too much. We've already talked about that. It's on another show. Okay. Love talking about these things because it just keeps reminding me of how to keep my mind focused. Keep me on track. I talk about the things I need to hear. Because I don't really feel I've mastered any of this stuff. People, I'm not trying to be right. I'm trying to find out things at work. I'm talking to myself here. I'm talking to me. To feel competent and to live and experience happiness, I need to experience a sense of control over my life. I need to feel like my life, that I have my hands on the steering wheel of my life, that it's not, my life is not some car wheeling, freewheeling down the road, or like you go to a circus and you're a bumper car in a carnival, going off in one direction or another based on what's going on around you. I don't have a sense of control. I want to feel that my life is under my direction. This requires that I be willing to take responsibility for my actions. It requires that I be willing to take responsibility for the attainment of my goals. Just not set goals, but not give the achievement and responsibility, the attainment of those goals to someone else. I need to accept the responsibility for that. This means that I must take responsibility for my life and my well-being. I accept responsibility to that. I can't give it to my preacher. I can't give it to my mother. I can't give it to my father. I can't give it to my brother, my wife, my husband, my son, my daughter. I can't give it to the government. I'm not going to give it to the governor. I don't want any more laws passed to protect me. I don't need it. I don't want any more bureaucracy in my life. I've got all I need. I don't need legislation passed. Self-responsibility is essential to self-esteem. Brian, they're like 10 toes in a sock, man. They're tight. And it's also a reflection of our high levels of self-esteem. It's like a graph. The more you like yourself, the more responsibility you're willing to accept. They go up one-to-one. The relationship between self-esteem and self-responsibility is always reciprocal, giving back and forth to each other. The more you like yourself, the more responsibility you accept. The more responsibility you accept, the more you like yourself. It's a reciprocal relationship. The practices that generate self-esteem are also natural expressions and consequences of high levels of self-esteem. Now, I'm going to give you some things that I think you need to be responsible for. I am responsible for the achievement of my desires. I am responsible for the achievement for my choices and my actions. I am responsible for the level of consciousness I bring to my work. I am responsible for the level of consciousness I bring to my interpersonal relationships. I am responsible for my behavior with other people, my coworkers, my associates, my customers, my spouse, my children, my friends. I am responsible for how I prioritize my time. I am responsible for the quality of my communication. Now, I know I'm throwing a lot of them out there real fast for you, but over the next few weeks, I'm going to break every one of those categories down. And we're going to go into them in depth because without that, I couldn't build within my business the level of confidence and joy that I get from my interactions with my clients. I would be too stressed out. I would be too stressed out because I came from a dark place, a place where the most the most encouraging thing I ever heard from my father was, you'll never amount to anything. And if you ever look for another hand from me, look to the end of your arm. The message was clear. He was giving me nothing. I came from a dark place. But we don't have to live in those dark places. And everyone listening to me right now probably has a life quite similar to mine. The dates are different. The locations may have been different. The place of birth is different. We may have a different skin color. We may have a different style wearing our hair. But we're all the same. All of us people, all connected. We're all connected together. One people. And I think the more we realize that, the more relaxed we become. Kind of a cool thing. I am responsible for my own personal happiness. I am responsible for accepting or choosing the values by which I live. I am responsible for raising my self-esteem. I don't give that to you, Brian. I do not. I'm not going to give that to you. I wouldn't give you that much stress. Why would I make you responsible for raising my level of self-esteem? And people do it all the time. They pass it on. What does each of these items imply to you in terms of behavior? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to go starting next week. So I guess in the business they call that a tease. Next week I'm going to break all of that down a little bit more. I'm going to go back to the start of all of those. You guys are going to have to tune in tomorrow. I mean, I go back on the website as soon as Nikki, you know, my number one, back in the house. Once she gets this on the website, you're going to have to go back and listen to some of this again because you probably couldn't write fast enough. And we are going to go back over these lists one by one. One by one. A lot of stuff on our sheets today, Jesse. After the first of the year, we're going to get a new list of 3-2 people. So I want you guys out there who are listening who'd like to become candidates to on weight loss on the 3-2 program right here on the Power Hour using your names and weighing in with me every week. So maybe next week we'll get some names. What do you think? Okay, what do you think?
Definitely.
All right, we'll do that. Don't let me forget that. And wow, the new store opens. New store opens up on Monday.
What kind of things can we expect?
Big surprises, but big things. I have come to the frightening, remarkable conclusion that I am the decisive element in my life. It is my personal approach that creates the climate. It is my daily mood that makes the weather. I possess tremendous power to make life miserable or joyous. I can be a tool of torture or an instrument of inspiration. I can humiliate or humor, hurt or heal in all situations. It is my response that decides whether a crisis is escalated or de-escalated. If we treat people as they are, we make them worse. If we treat people as they ought to be, we help them become what they are capable of becoming. That is our goal on the Power Hour. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. My name is Mac Newton. I want to give a shout out and thanks to JC, the original Power Hour co-host, Bob Adlock, Brian, Jesse, Pistol Pete, Jeff, Nikki. Hey, gang, double your income. Hey, be true to yourselves. 3, 2, 1. Peace. I'm out.
The Power Hour is sponsored by Newton Fitness, Newton Taekwondo, New Fit Sports and Casual Attire.
Newton Fitness? For me? Come on.
Newton Fitness is for everyone. Well...